Freddie told me that.
Okay, good. Me him have a yeshiva sukkah. Simon Tafresh mem.
On the one hand,
Noshim abadim ktanim b'turim in a sukkah. Women do not have a chiyuv sukkah. Ktanim will see, but the halachas of chinuch. But tum to mandragonis, you have a misafik. They're safik if they're male or female. So. Can me shechetzi ever chetzi ben karvin is kai? Mishum is a cotton owl of noshim avodim. Mishum the haberle mitzvah seishas mankoma noshim turus. Beaver dinner keisha. So that's noshim avodim. In bracha kishvetum leishem besukkah. Now a woman who does want to sit in the sukkah, she's not mechuyev to. Does she make a bracha? And lebesim in yitzayin the noshim levorik minig ashkenazim. The most says is that women can make a bracha. There's no din of arvus because they're not really mechuyev, so I can't make a bracha for them in case I'm not being yotze. Even if they don't can't make, even if they are not able to make the bracha on their own, they want to make a bracha. I cannot. So by a man, I can be motzi him even if I'm not being yotze myself. But by a woman, that's not true. The dragon is a sheishlo. Someone is achus from nakus. He has both characteristics of a man and a woman. So misafik the mekamokim lo yivorchu the bracha the rabbanu the second the kula. So they shouldn't make a bracha. Suffer the rabbanu the kula. Kaliyah b'simin yuzayin sif bay. Mekamokim imrotim lavorcha rishus biyadim lo agree meisha. They could make a bracha if they want to. For minig ashkenazim, because not worse than a woman who's vali potter who can make a bracha.
Why do you say that? I never heard that they would say that they're agreeable. Fast one.
So you never what?
That undergoes the free of a fast one. It's not neither male nor female. So
the more presents three the Mishnah sense presents three possibilities: either he's male or female, or he's the brave of the Hatzma. But if he's brave of the Hatzma, he's not worse than a woman. He's not a chayiv. He's allowed to make a bracha. So like a woman is not chayiv, allowed to make a bracha.
I see that.
Tum tum is no recognizable signs and adragon is
correct. That's correct. A child reaches the age where he's able to we'll see the definition of what that means, what it means in Tzarech L'Imoy is. The reason Chai B'Sukkah means there are seven K'nei L'Chan Chum Mitzvah is a Chiyiv for Chinuch. What's called, what does it mean in Tzarech L'Imoy? It means he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's able to go back to sleep, but he doesn't have to have his mother come to him. So is it five or six? It all depends on the child. Some child develop more quickly than others. So a child is more developed will be at the age of five, less will be the average age will be six. That this is a case where the father is not there, but the father is there. So the father will, who's chayiv in sukkah, will replace the need for the mother because he has the father there. So then he, whatever chayiv ready at the age of five to mechanech him, because he can be with the father. Now the Bir Sharatzin says discusses a sad case. We bring some Kuryakov and some cotton hay. But less lavoy, but must call a shaman. The father's always away. Even when he comes home for sukkahs, he's not accustomed to being with the father, so the father can't placate him when he's crying, etc., because the child's used to the mother. Shiura ishisha shonim olamal. So he has to be at least six for that age. Nowadays, you could probably argue that some of these ages might be a little bit, not. If children reached the age of full emotional maturity, the age of 13, the time when they were 6, they were pretty well developed. Nowadays, they reach that age about 35 or so. So, what age are they mukhiyev el tchinuch? So what's the law if there's no father? To take the place of the father. Once we say that the child has reached an age where there's a din chinuch on him, you can't feed him food. Mishabura pasan, you can't feed him food outside of the sukkah. Which means you cannot put it in his mouth. You put it in front of him, it eats on his own. So that's not called giving him an isser. As opposed to putting it in his mouth, you're giving him isser. The father would have a responsibility. He cannot even put it in front of him to eat outside of the sukkah, because the father is mitzvah to mechanech him to bring him into the sukkah. The Mishabura presents it over here as a child has reached the age of chinuch. You can't be Michael and be Isser via dime. Now, when it comes to bona fide Isser, which is treif, etc., that's even without the gil chinuch. A 2-year-old kid, a 1-year-old kid, you cannot be sefer via dime. You cannot feed via dime Isser. You're not going to stop him. Before the age of chinuch, a parent doesn't have to stop him from eating Isser, but you can't be Michael Isser. Here he discusses feeding the child outside of the sukkah Isser, because eating outside of the sukkah is Isser from the age of chinuch, even though it's not the father. So that's the new madrega which Mishnah Berurah is introducing over here. If I call correctly, there's a mitzvah chinuch about this. If I call correctly, that on the tzad he's not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. He's too young to eat in the sukkah. It's not called you're giving him isser when he eats outside of the sukkah. So the rule of being meichel him, the regular thing of being meichel isser, that applies immediately when the child is born. You cannot be meichel a child isser. There's not really isser over here. So you can't. There's no reason why you can't feed a 4-year-old child outside of the sukkah. The father is a chiyuv mechanech the child, and that starts at the age of 5 or 6. The father's not here. We say that. So once it's a chiyuv mechanech, so then it's a property outside of the sukkah. As much as it's a chiyuv in the sukkah, then it's wrong inside the sukkah. Then you can't be meichel. Until then, there's no chiyuv in the sukkah. There's no aver eating outside the sukkah. You're not be meichel isser. So then the question is: okay, now there's no father. So there's no chiyuv mechanech. Do we say that even though there's no chiyuv chinuch, but that counts as a child this age, normally considered a proper of the inside of the sukkah, there's no child to do of a father in mechanech. Therefore, this child also has, it's cold, giving him Isser, you need him outside of the sukkah. That's Mishum Brus Din Mechadish. Even though there's no person over here which has a bona fide Chiyuv of Chinuch to eat in the sukkah, it says in general, this is an age where Shalom would not be eating outside of the sukkah, it'd be improper to feed him outside of the sukkah. Okay.
If the father dies and the mother remarries, does the stepfather have the same thing?
No. Just the biological father. But Shemur mentioned the concept of Bezdin. The concept of Bezdin representing as if it were the father, you know, would have a chiyuv to Mimichan. So there's a discussion, maybe a stepfather, adoptive father, these types of questions would be functioning like the sheikh of the Bezdin to fill their obligation as a Bezdin to take care of the child. That would be the. But it's not an intrinsic chiyuv.
Is the chiyuv on him? Him himself?
Is the chiyuv on him? You mean the child? Him or him? You mean the father?
The child.
So this is machlokes in the Rishonim and in the places in the Achronim. Is the pshat by chiyuv? Betzim a child is no chiyuv. There's not a chiyuv on a child till the age of 13. The rice order about it. The scheme is on the father to be the child. Definitely Rishonim which are master that there's a chiyuv mirabbanan on the child, and then the person grapple with the question exactly how can a child have a chiyuv mirabbanan he's not mechayiv mitzvahs. So what's mechayiv him to listen to the chacham and to be mechanach himself? So Chanan talks about that. Okay, Gimel. So, Charlem, a person who's ill, and we're talking about an illness which would normally not be inside of a sukkah, so he's not chayav in sukkah. And this is not just the p'tur of oynis, it's the p'tur of, it's not called, it's like a p'tur of, it's not ketiduru. In his own house, if this would be the situation in his house, due to his illness, he wouldn't stay in that room. So, the sukkah, the same thing. He's potter bad sukkah. And the Mishamish is Potter because he's Isaac B'mitzah taking care of the Chayla. Isaac B'mitzah, Potter B'mitzah. Not only an illness which is life threatening, but even just not only an illness which is called Chayla Shemesh Shakala, and even what we refer to as the Mechash Ba'alma, he has a headache. Or a stomach ache, or an eye ache. Yesh mishayim or sheimim b'sham shemturim ela b'shah shechel etzarf lehem. Their p'tur is because they're oisik b'mitzvah. They need to be actively being oisik or being, you know, there's a need, you know, the chayla needs them. So then they have to be with the chayla. Otherwise, they should be in the sukkah. The way you deal with the illness is you go to places that are more comfortable for the patient. It's warmer, it's more protected, it's drier. Let's see what you do in the house if he could. So the same thing from the sukkah.
We say that the people by the Aron are part of Shema, but the people for the Aron are not, and then they switch off. So I don't think it's the same thing here.
So if he had multiple Shema, Shem, that would be true. Well, it depends. If either because they're all needed, or because, I mean, while they're in the Shabbosim. This tour is only a tour if they're going to be affected. The headache will get better in the house than in the sukkah. If you have a headache either place, then you're chive in the sukkah.
So all
these things
want to get together and
even have the rules. Okay.
How's that possible?
You are the Bashar Shachar. We have Shleim and Shalashim. They switch off. If both are needed simultaneously to move the mace, etc. So the Chalot. So then obviously they're both important. Tzarech Lehem. They're only potter when the we want them there all the time. Vigilant, being vigilant, take care of the chala. Okay, mishamak is down. Hanu b'mak is down. Rak chilei lishmer habrius. Ben amarga shum chali batz. The person wasn't going to the doctor for bloodletting because he felt sick. Just there was there's a presumption that it wasn't healthy sometimes to have too much blood. Bloodletting was considered a way to balance out the blood levels in the body. So it's considered health. To do it for that purpose, Charles Enemy Star Cloud, who Sameach and Marbe Achille of Shasia. It usually results in the person being more upbeat. He loses part of his lethargy with the thought process. My time in Marcus, the reason why he's bloodletting is because he's feeling ill, so he's potter, because he's a chayla. The person is drinking a agent which will cause him to mishalshal to have diarrhea to clear out the system. Sometimes a laxative, we'll call it. If he's sure she has a goyatzina potter. So sometimes if it's a strong laxative, the person feels very worn out, it gets cold, etc. You put him in the cold silk, it can be quite unhealthy. Okay. Dalad. Mitzdayer is put him in a sukkah. Person who's uncomfortable in his own, he's not chayv in the sukkah. However, who will I mishamsha? The mitzdayer is not a person who's, he doesn't come from being in the sukkah. He's not, he has no need to have attendance. So even if he has attendance, and they have to go to the sukkah. Even the mitzdayer has to eat a kazayas the first night. It's all mitzvah. What's called mitzvah? They shouldn't go holy shem the sukkah because they can't sleep and they have ruach because of the wind. And they have suim, they have perushim, different types of insects. Chiyot to behem. Open their reach, but because of the smell. So we mentioned that the last time in the tour of of rain, we touched on cold before. So he's not discussing rain or cold anymore. He says winds, insects, or smell. And obviously, the tour of raining, etc., we had before. The Dafka Shabbola at Sarah Bimikra Akher Shosin Shom Sukkah. The Aimla Lassus Sukkah, the loss of Rokim Harech, Ruach, Lever Mistar. This tour is when it's ex post facto. You built the Sukkah and then the problem developed. You could have built it in such a way that the wind would not, an area where the wind would not affect it. You built an area where the wind affects it. You say, wow, it's a wind over here. He had no right to build a sukkah in that place. So we're not going to give him, relieve him from his responsibility because he chose to build a sukkah, as it were, in the improper place. Okay, so far, so now, what about in a situation where the sukkah is uncomfortable for sleeping, but if it's not uncomfortable when it comes to eating? So, is it a kosher? Is it a valid sukkah or not? Can I be used to eating there in a sukkah which the eating doesn't seem to be affected, the sleeping is affected? I go up. First, made in a place where some elements of the process will be uncomfortable in the sukkah. Eating, drinking, or sleeping. Or he can't eat, drink, or sleep because he's scared of Ganovim. So the Rambam, and the Yotzei Bush Sukkah Klal for the Bedarim Shalom Mitzar Behem. Lehavi came the Yira Shiuchalasu Sham Kol Tzarachim. So you didn't build a sukkah properly. You built a sukkah which can't function because it can't function for sleep purposes. You're not Yotzei Achila purpose. We'll see that not everybody agrees with that.
So during the war at the front, they built a sukkah in the Pifasa, right?
So according to this more, now Pasha, what he means like this, he means if you have an option of building in two places, one place which is safe, one place which is not, so then you have a problem. You know other option where to build it, so this is the mock. It's totally dark in the sukkah. He has a candle lit in the house. You can leave sukkah to enjoy your meal in a place which is lit. Because I'll say that the hanoah of food is from the site. So your simple yantam is diminished. Furthermore, he says, in Amakuyev, the transfer to somebody else's sukkah, if that would be difficult, practically difficult. Fine. So we'll talk about this. How much are you mechuyev to try and find an alternative to your sukkah? And when it comes to star type of situation, I'm a couple of my sukkah. I want to go inside. But the next sukkah, let's say it's windy, right? So the sukkah, which is just a tarp, it's very comfortable. Wind comes through very easily, etc. Next sukkah over is a very, very sturdy sukkah, well built wood. They put insulation in, no windows and bother, right? So I'm going to leave my sukkah and go knock at my neighbor. So I want to go inside the house. No, go next door and knock at the neighbor and go sleep over there. I'm not looking to do that. If it's tarak gadol, I have to schlep my pillows and my blankets and my pajamas, all the different items. That's a tarak gadol b'davar. So you're not looking to go to somebody else. The wind is seemingly about to put out the nair.
Or, for example, as you described before, take your wife's
day off. So, what's the leaf or sod or a bag in sod? You ought to block the wind with some type of jacket, etc. If the wind is coming from the side, you can block it with this item. Coming coming from the top, you shouldn't be putting this item underneath the staff. Fine. Mishalo yukol lishan besukim l'machlo shetzar lo pishat yodav v'raglo l'mikrim mitzar v'chayv lishan shom avagab l'tzarach l'ukva yodav v'raglo. So the more basically comes out that the shear of the sukkah, the very minimal shear, so the Rishon already grapples. So this, according to this thought process, it has to be right for Shina. If you tell me that that sukkah, which is Dal al Dawar, 10th Vachem High, it's comfortable enough that a person can sleep in there. So it's like, well, if it's uncomfortable to sleep like that because you have to crunch yourself up inside the sukkah, so he's telling him, I'm a mitzdayer. Right? It's uncomfortable to sleep like that, so I'm a mitzdayer. Put them in the sukkah. So no, that's the mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah was the standing your head in the sitting room nickels. You standing your head into the mitzvah sukkah is to scrunch yourself up into this thing and do it. So even when you can't sleep, that's the way it is. When I see the color yellow, or I see the color green, and all stock in town is green. Oh, so you're mitzayer. So excuse me, that's not called normal. Mitzayer, that's not a good time. Furthermore, and the mitzayer potter, van mitzayer potter ella, you really not allowed to be mitzayer. If you can remove the discomfort by going somewhere else, going inside. If moving somewhere is not going to help the pain, then you're going to be in the sukkah. You're going to be in the sukkah. You're not preserved from the sukkah in that situation. Okay. Long. Sif. Mishnah Berurah is cutting the gimel. According to this mishnah, right? We cannot. Okay. Why? The kind of durabina. So Mishnah Berurah says the argument is because of the pasuk of Teshu came to Duru. In the same way, during the year, a person, if he'd be in a room which was generating discomfort, he moves to a different room. So you do the same thing over here. Now there is actually another makor besides came to Duru that the Ramban and Sukkah brings. Torah, but it talks about the mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. Says Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshuv Sukkos. So what does the word Ezrach mean? It's translated as a citizen. You know, translated, we use that word for a citizen. The word Ezrach doesn't necessarily mean a citizen. Means the person who sort of sits there with a feeling of the expansiveness of being. He has a right to be here. A citizen is an Ezrach because it's his mark, it's his place. So he brings a pasuk. I remember the pasuk. Remember the pasuk? I think maybe Eo or something like that. Ezrach says Ezrach Ra'anan, and Ezrach is a Ra'anan. He's fresh, comfortable. So the Torah of Sukkah is because the Torah describes it is to be an Ezrach when you're sitting in the Sukkah. Is in the Sukkah enjoying the place? As I feel that there's a certain geshmak. And I feel like I'm here. It's my mom. President Lazuka, and the sukkah is very comfortable, so he's not an Ezrach anymore. Doesn't feel like this is his place. So that's his makor. Yudal, who will I mishamsha?
Whose makor was it?
What?
Whose makor was it?
Ramban. Who will a mishamshav? So he's potter, but he's mishamshav and not potter, because there's no other mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. If they want to take a lunch break or a sleep break, they got to go to the sukkah. The chara niradim who socher etzloy mishamshav. If he's hired, the whole year he for forgoes his own house and he sleeps by the this individual. So that this became now his market. So Shoy Gamma Yorim Lassus came. Who do the Sherm the Gunnish Pradesan of Worla Kamam Simmons? This is my job, is to be away from my house, be out in Malcolm X. So I have a right to leave my sukkah be in Malcolm X. Because Mitzvah Sukkah parallels him. It's a bit what you're doing at your house. So the whole year he doesn't sleep at home. He left his home and he's here. This is his makom. He left his home to be here. He can leave his sukkah to be here also. Came home to your mother. Why added in the first night? You have to eat the kizayis. He said before, you have to mark her because of the first night. So here we have this issue. According to this shita, the first night mitzar is not a same way. Raining is not a patur. Mitzar is not a patur. Guy says, I just got this major chill. I'm very uncomfortable with it. You got to eat a kazayas before you go inside. However, there is a shita that says mitzar does apply the first night. So according to him, what you just did was worthless. Eating it while you're mitzar is worthless. So you need to be kind of the mitzvah, so you should wait. So he brought the first sheet to the chayim and says you should wait till chatzos and see if the tzar will diminish. Over there, some rain, but same thing over here. And then you go eat the sukkah misafik and not make a bracha. He said that's quite difficult for people, especially people with guests or young children. So he suggests waiting an hour or two before they start if they think the rain is going to stop. Over here, if we believe that the insects will die down for the night and they stop bothering you after an hour or two, so you should wait. Okay. Then he said, a person can't sleep on the sukkah. Teshen yachalishin, you're dying. Who are then? Mitzar potem bekulon af mechilu. So it's a pter from mechilu. Also, the example of a person can't sleep. It would be a person who couldn't eat because of these things. They bother him. Because it's uncomfortable for eating. If, however, eating there doesn't bother you, it's not so cold out, it's not so smelly. Trying to sleep is more difficult because you're more sensitive when you try to fall asleep. So then you're chayv and achila and you're potter from shina. And they are rare because of the smell. Finally, which talks about so if you use the skach itself, which is something which is reicha ra, it has a bad smell, so chazal said you shouldn't use it. See, if it's something which a person b'diavad can live with, you're to the sukkah. If it's so such an unpleasant smell that you can't be, that people are repulsed by it, they couldn't stay there, so then the sukkah is possible. That the problem of Reach Ra, the Gabi Kriyashma, Let's say you have a chemical compound which makes a horrible smell. It's nothing to do with the idea of decomposition and, you know, waste, etc. It's a chemical compound which smells horrible. That's not the din over there of Reach Rav Lagabi Kriyishma. Reach Rav Kriyishma is, which is also Rishash Kriyishma, is coming from the decay, the deterioration of human of waste or those type of things. Right? So. So now he's arguing. I'm not sure what he wants. Is he arguing? When it comes to Sukkah also. We apply the concept. He's saying, you know, let's transport. I'm not sure what he wants to say. So if I can't sleep in the sukkah because the smell is horrible, but the smell is horrible coming from a compound, not from decay, then the sukkah is not mitzvah. I'm not sure what the connection is. The mitzvah is either way. Okay. Then he said, if you made a chalkil in a place where you can only do something and other things, your mitzvah, bechila, b'shia, or b'shena. Kirshim welcome the lekat sina, mitzvah, who machmas aluach, the yitzibahem. The issue isn't coal, the issue is these other types of things. So had you built it a different way, you wouldn't have these problems. Or a different place. But if the issue is cold, so now, so Mishim was asking a Gabbalah Kash. I just, the Gabbalah came along and says that if you cannot sleep there, you can't be your Tzechil and Shteh either. So I live in Vilna. Vilna is 55 degrees north, 7 degrees below the Arctic Circle. In October, it's freezing. So I can't, you can't sleep there. So you're not your Tzechil and Shteh? She says, no, that's not true. He argues two arguments. Second argument he says is theoretically everything's shy. If you would have enough blankets, etc., covers, etc., you can do it. The Torah, you don't have. So you might need 17. I don't have 17. I only have 3. That's roid to sleep there theoretically. The first argument is you can't argue that you're not going to say this is the normal way of this place. The issue we're discussing here is that he could have put it in Malkum X and not had these issues. He put it in Malkum Y and he has these issues. So you position your sukkah in such a way that you cannot sleep there, you can't eat there either. But if you everything's equal, this is the way you build a sukkah. So as much as the Torah commanded to make a sukkah, and we are believing Jews, believing in the canon of the Torah, so this is going to be my dira. So my dira, it's a cold dira, but that's my dira. That's what it is. So that's not called, it's felt the shame dira. Now, that doesn't mean you're mechuyev to sleep there.
Just like untying a neighbor, not that way.
Your test. You put in a place where you're scared from Ganavim. They're going to affect. He's worried about physically them attacking him physically. But daytime, they're not going to attack anybody. He's scared about nighttime. So he said, so since he's scared to sleep there, we're back to you can't be your tachil or shtia either. Then he said, okay, and he made him a sure when they has a kaguv rock and gnevis caleb, so if you're not worried about them attacking the person physically, personally, they're just worried about he's going to lose his money, that's what's bothering him. That's not a turba club. Right. He says you can have plenty of people. You're worried about the kalim which you have in the sukkah being stolen. So bring them inside. So you chose not to. So now you're mitzvah. No, you chose not to. because any yotze versus a sukkah, he can't be yotze something else which is not a tzar. What's the learn? Filu, they chayvus achila, even eating, you're not. It's going to be. Since you can't sleep there, you cannot eat there. You're not yotze. They disagree with the whole premise. We look at each function of the sukkah separately. The fact that the sukkah can't, is not a sleeping sukkah. So, therefore, it's not a chila or a shtia sukkah either. It's not. It's possible that that wouldn't apply. They don't look like that. They say each you look at each thing separately. So if you can eat here, eat here. Ah, you can't sleep here. You can't sleep here. Okay. What's he going on? If the lights go out. Why not? Why could you let your neighbor sukkah? Because it's uncomfortable. A person enjoys eating in his own place much better. Right? That's one of the reasons why we have this minute that you go to your house for Yom Tov. So you really got to understand what it means to have your own. So the Torah is mitzar, so tzar doesn't apply the first night. So you're left with your mukhim to go to another sukkah. If you get to somebody you're kind of really comfortable with, so then you need to make a bracha. But if you don't, so you have in fact that issue with mitzar toward the first night, so you have a solid bracha. So the symbol we mentioned before, the Bir Lacha said that there's a difference being a hedges. The only advice is you can do it the other day, you're not doing it properly. So if the mitzvah sits sukkah comfortably, you're going to sit the sukkah even when you're freezing, or you're pouring on you. So you're a hedges. But if there's a tour of Mitzvah, we're sitting over here, of the schlepping. But once you're there, it's totally comfortable. So then, don't they hate? I don't know, but it's nice. So same thing over here. If I have a term style, there's a concept of mind over matter. You know, what's the focus on being happy and not letting it bother you. So if you can do that, come on. And then you make a bracha. So you're not going to give the shot to someone else. Yes, it's a circle. So now, we should set the reason why your partner is going to someone else's sukkah, love itself, that is it's uncomfortable. That's your sukkah, I'm uncomfortable. So now we're going to introduce the issue over here is not that there's a tsar in being there, per se, because when you're there, you'll be comfortable. There's a tsar of getting there, of schlepping all the stuff. You know, your neighbor, who's going to be the one which is the nearest neighbor out of the whole place, has a lot of, doesn't have extras for you, doesn't have any extra cushions, blankets, pillows, etc. So you have to schlep, walk down the street, you know, with this carrying this big air mattress, you know, inflated air mattress. It's a big tear. So that's the Pter of the Remorse. So Mishnah Berurah says, what happened to the Pter that we said before? That you're uncomfortable because someone else took a bad thing. The idea of the argument that just being somebody else's sukkah is uncomfortable. He's not totally convinced that that is a true statement. Okay. gola hadaber be miyesh tara gola b'zeh. He says the tour will be depending on if it's difficult. Im aim with tara gola, tara gola who's sukkah. You should go to somebody else who's sukkah. Who's not such a big tear. Despite shiyesh shom there, which over there there isn't there, she can enjoy the meal. Kel yorik shomim u'pasku kamocha b'day noyte min abonis. Yash alecho b'sukkos. Yishkaber sukkah im gaga osu l'kab. L'iskrim l'kab. Tara gola who's sukkah. So my neighbor has to call it colloquially a shlak, right? So for him, the sukkah is no longer dripping. My sukkah, the rain didn't stop, but it's dripping, dripping, and dripping on my head. The other guy's sukkah is totally dry. So according to this thought process, I'm believe to pick myself up and go to the other sukkah and eat there. You know, assume the person will allow you. Tarkal b'dam. Here the issue was, I'm sorry, he wasn't sleeping, it was eating. To get everything together to go to the neighbor, you're not asking the person to feed you, you're just slipping all the food to go to the neighbor's sukkah. It's a terech gadol. So that's a tour from a chila. So we're arguing, it's not comfortable here, it's not comfortable there, it's not comfortable in the sukkah, so I don't have to do anything. No, you can do something. Build the sukkah somewhere, find free on Eitzah where you can make your sukkah. I will tell us. She says you're allowed to put up the winds being blocked, you're allowed to put something up to block the wind from the direction, but not to block the wind from the top. Why? So you want to hang up these sedinim, you don't hang them under the schach. If there's a hefsik with some qualifications, but as presented just generally, that's a problem. You shouldn't put it under the scot because it affects the scot. That was the mechukis before. But that's a problem. And it doesn't work to put it around it. So, go home. So you don't do the sukkah at all. It's one option. Right? So I will definitely not be a tzitzis sukkah. Or I can take this thing and run under the scot, which according to the second opinion, the Torah Shkot Tesef Yud Tes, it's acceptable. Right? Minastam is acceptable. So I'm putting it under the scot. In a stop. And I can from them I'm here to sit in the sukkah. So let's be frum. And mama's eating the house rather than sitting in the sukkah with something under the sky, which kind of wants to eat the yurts. That's not me stuff.
But
what's he saying? So then we should be soymuch. It's better to do that rather than Mishenam oil, Mr. Sad, we start lechel sukkah. If putting the tapestries around the sides didn't work, and really you have to block the wind coming from the top. So yes, just with Adeshni, the materials lead to the sun and Hogan. If that's necessary, so we'll give you. We'll rely on the second sheet that you can put beneath the schach and block the wind. To end lessons that kiim kashiyarcha kasadin minaschach arba tefachim. Furthermore, that halacha is only a problem if there's a gap of 4 tefachim. Otherwise, it's like noi. The oz in a bottle is a sadan gabi ischach. You have a problem. Otherwise, it will come bottle to the schach, which is good. B'shabbos yom tov yachol nizar shaloi yarchik shloshet tovachim chalam in his schach shum chashash oil. There's an oil chashash concern over here of creating something overhead. So then if it's within three tovachim of what's originally there, that's called that comes love, and it's all one thing. You put it right on top of the skach. But the problem over there is people can see it from the outside. Let's finish Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and now Chashav Royim Shiyamar Shem Misachet B'Sukkos B'Sadin and the Hakol Kishem Misachet L'Mal. It's not proper to do it on top, outside. Okay, Nikol Ko Shem Mechav Mizel Kedel Rak Kedel Hogim In Eruach. It's very windy. You're just trying to block the wind. And people recognize that. Why am I going to run the Elsim and Tavri Shchaptes? Come on, come on, work. Because there, because they should be sukkah. But even so, L'Maisa, there's something there on top. So that was a machlokes. Therefore, you will not make the broken relation.